I have been thinking a lot about loneliness. Loneliness in our 20s, and especially when it comes to friendship. And I got to thinking about two things, right? Number one, in our 20s, we grow, we evolve, we might change as people. And that means we can outgrow people. Outgrowing people can suck. People that used to serve us, people that used to lift us up, the friends we used to count on, at some point may no longer serve us because we've outgrown them. And what happens now? I got to thinking about this because I saw or I listened to this in a podcast, and it talked about that period of time where you're alone, from when you outgrow people to when you're looking for those new friends, or where those new friends find you, and how that can be a lonely time where you just feel like, I remember, for me, when I was in that period of time, I remember feeling very guilty. I remember blaming myself because I felt lonely, but I was the one canceling plans on people. I was the one pushing people away. I was the one that was never reaching out. So I blamed myself for my own loneliness. And it was only until I realized that I was doing that as like a self-defense mechanism because those people no longer served me, and it was kind of like growing pains. That loneliness was part of growing pains. I was outgrowing people, and I was on my way to find new people that did serve this new version of me. I think for me, what got me through that period was just focusing on myself and becoming the best version of myself and enjoying my own company. And I think that energy that that gave sounds a bit fake, but if I enjoyed my own company and if I was the best version of myself, that would attract the right people to come in my life and that fit that energy and that also loved being around that type of company, if that makes sense. We are who we hang out with, right? And if we create the best environment for ourselves, I believe that that will create space for the right people to enter our lives. And but there have also been moments in my 20s where I wasn't lonely because I outgrew people or because I didn't have anyone. I had my people and they were great. But the thing is that we were all busy. We were teenagers, we had all the time in the world for each other, and then we became busy. Then one of us went to college full time, one of us got a full time job, and it just felt like no one had time for each other anymore. And I felt like navigating that and getting used to that and understanding that was sometimes a bit lonely. But I think it takes getting used to as well. I think it takes getting used to being alone and lonely. Being alone and being lonely are two different things, but I do think that in our 20s, we're just left with spending more time alone. We're doing fucking chores, we're, I don't know, commuting from work to home or from school to home. And as an introvert, I think I've always had an interesting relationship with being alone. I know I needed to spend time alone in order to recharge. I loved being alone. But in my 20s is the first time where I felt a connection with being alone too much and that leading to feeling lonely. And I guess I just want to say that that's normal. I think it just takes time getting used to it all, right? Like when we were teenagers, we would just do more things to fit in. You know, we would take more shit from people. I remember taking shit from certain friends I had because, or at least that's what I did. I spent a lot of time trying to impress people or trying to surround myself with people just to be surrounded by people, just because being surrounded by them felt lonely, but at least it felt less lonely than being alone. But I think in our 20s, we start to just take less shit from people and you start to prioritize yourself, but at the same time, it's also a lonely process. And I think that's a really interesting thing. I think it forces us to enjoy our own company for once, and I think that these are all just growing pains. And growing pains are kind of like going to the gym. You know, when you go to the gym and you basically beat your muscles up and you hurt them in order for them to become bigger and stronger. That's kind of how I see growing pains, and that's also kind of how I see our 20s so far. Just beating ourselves up so we can come back stronger and bigger. No, but a friend once told me that friendship's kind of like dating, and that really stuck with me. There was a moment where I I felt really busy with work, and just mental health wise, I wasn't in the right place to be a good friend, and I wasn't capable to listen to someone else's shit because I was too busy dealing with my own shit. And I was beating myself up for that a long time because I felt like I'm such a horrible friend. But once I communicated that to my friend, she said that step one is admitting it, right? Step one is admitting that you're not in the right headspace to do it, or you're too busy at that moment. And step two is communicating that. And communicating that is scary because, especially if it's the first time, I think that you don't know how someone is going to react. But my friend said that the right people will understand, and that really stuck with me because it's true. I feel like our 20s is kind of like a take it or leave it situation as well, right? Like, I have friends that are bad texters, and when I was a teenager, I was like, yeah, like, I should change it. I should tell them that they're bad texters and they should fix it. And I think my 20s has been more like, take it or leave it. They're a bad texter. That's just who they are. That's just because they don't have time or the capacity to be, you know, I don't know, to text more often or more consistently. That's just who they are. Take it or leave it. That's all I have to say for this episode. I'm not really comment, how do you say that? Kom niet uit mijn woorden, that's how you say it in Dutch. I don't what to say. I think it's also because I spend like 3 days behind a computer editing a video that had something to do with loneliness. It's on YouTube. Please watch it. Let me know what you think. Please rate the podcast on Spotify or subscribe on YouTube if you're watching it on YouTube. And I'll speak to you guys next week. Bye.